Everybody, welcome to the Anime Club Supplement. Today we're going to be watching the first episode of Panty and Stocking with Garterbelt. I said that really weird.
Episode-y.
Yeah. I'm your host, Deadman. So today we have Bobiwan.
Hello.
Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
And Punchatron.
Hello.
So yeah, the ship paused at 0 seconds. And so you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yellow, Oop. Blue, purple, green,
yeah. Woo!
Pink.
Gynax, motherfucker! God.
She's got sex on the brain.
Yeah, she has sweets. And Garter has being black on the brain.
This looks like it should be on, like, the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, like,
just wait till it actually starts.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll revise that.
Oh, yes, you will. Yeah. I love the music in this show.
Now it sounds like a video game.
And clouds and shit. That does look ominous. Ghosts! Oh, it's the Ninja Turtles. Ah, Chuck, I love Chuck.
Is it a flea or a dog?
For a moment there, I was getting a bit of an Invader Zim feel.
Yeah, that's the point. Another great thing, this entire show, just everything is just onomatopoeia. Yeah, people barf the onomatopoeia for barfing. Oh, stalking, you don't care. Yeah, it is. Yeah. She's the slut.
Beautiful breakfast. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
She's Elle's younger sister.
I have no idea what she is. We'll discuss this on the actual podcast, but... Good lord. Keeps everything in his hair. Including, say, a belt-fed bitty gun. That is terrifying, actually.
That is exceptionally terrifying.
That is a terrifying bathroom. Oh, God. Don't you gotta?
What the...
Yeah. Panty's the slut, and Stocking is really into sugar. And thus the entire idea behind the show was given. Yeah, they really hate Chuck.
He is kind of a gross little
And he's also immortal. Black guy. Who molests children. That is a known fact. And they're on VC through. In case you can't tell, this guy also made Felicoli. You know...
Scree.
Yeah. Like I said, everything is just... Pretty sure I'm using that word right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's how roads work.
Brum, brum.
It's great that their Humvee gets a fucking intro card.
Oh, look, it's Ben.
I think she might want sex.
No, really?
That's it. It's like, oh, you're next to a toilet. Yep.
You just totally stole him from that other MILF?
Cougar. She is kind of fucked up, like, whatever.
Well, since she's an angel, I guess she doesn't really have to be worried about getting pregnant or anything.
Actually becomes a plot point later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not this episode, like late final episodes of the series.
Shouldn't have said that. Who makes... Uh-oh. Well, your toilet's onomatopoeing at you.
Japanese toilets, everyone.
Yeah.
Japanese toilets are actually scary. They play music, they instruct you, they... Oh, my God.
You can play video games by peeing on them.
They have built-in bidets.
Yeah. And they also eat you. No one can hear her. Okay, never mind. They just don't care. Should angels be allowed to take God's name in vain? Just wondering.
Well, angels can sin. They're just not supposed to.
Oh, God.
And Chuck.
How many showers would you have to get for that to come off?
They're fucking throwing up, the sound of them throwing up. Shit fucking exploding everywhere.
Shit demon.
Shit ghost. Yeah, these are ghosts, not demons. There's a difference.
Shit demon ghost.
No, it's not a demon. Demons are much different.
Yes.
Demons actually come into play later on.
Yeah. Demons are all about rules!
It looks like the boogeyman from... What's the movie?
The Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
That's the boogeyman, that's Oogie Boogie. There's a difference, damn it!
He does say in his song, I'm the boogeyman.
Yeah, but his name's not the boogeyman, it's Oogie Boogie.
But he is the boogeyman. He says so himself.
Yeah. Stinky! No shit. Spore. I've got shit in my mouth. I would hate to be that guy. Does Gardner know that, or is he just guessing?
His afro tells him.
He's a godly afro. Actually, he does. Panties still covered in shit.
Transformation sequence!
Wow!
Coming up. Yep. Not quite after this, but you get it.
Yeah, you'll see.
Dead Man knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I do, bitch.
And why I'm excited.
And completely different art style. See? You don't need a shower. Just hold your hand over your head and shoot a halo down your chest. And stripper pulls out of nowhere. Because, yeah, it's a show made by the guy who made Fleagley.
Angels and stripper poles, they really go well together.
Yeah. Clearly. Love the music in this show.
Your name's Panty. Why are you never wearing them?
She's wearing them. See?
No.
Yeah, in order to take them off.
Yeah, and you'll see why she takes them off.
There's a reason.
Are they their magic powers or something? Oh, man. Why couldn't they be hat and tie or something?
Because then they couldn't, because they couldn't make that joke about painting, stocking, or whatever. It's because it wouldn't be funny.
So wait, does that mean...
Wait, yes! Completely for no reason, just, hey, we actually made a fucking ghost, and then exploded it.
And someone probably did it, recorded it, and came in that day, and they're like, look what I made! Oh man, let's put that in there!
Yeah. Just, the guy who made the show is just like, yo, dude, I got the great idea for a show, it uses this thing. It's like, I have no idea the show has to be made, but it uses this thing. And bells. Gong. Yeah, it's made peace by exploding. And yeah, brings a cop home. And everything's covered in shit.
Yeah, that's not their problem.
Yeah. They're just there to shoot the ghost and then fuck off. Now on to part two.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. Just furthering the Powerpuff Girls comparison that most people make to this show, in that there are two episodes in each episode.
It's like Powerpuff Girls, but for adults.
Yeah. You get it? You get it?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Get it.
I get it.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Say no more, say no more.
No shit. Still pretty impressive. This one is really good. And heaven cell phones. It is really weird, like, in this show, like, the... Well, never mind, I'll get into it later. Or I would have already gotten into it on the main podcast. So, steals his jacket and his bike. Need to close your booth, your motorcycle.
It's Carnage.
He sounds like Ikaku. Sorry.
He's not Carnage. He's a ghost. Oh, and this motherfucker. This city has weird roads. Okay, she's just giant. When I first saw that, I didn't know that she... I just thought she was, like, in the foreground, Lily was in the background.
Well, she's a fat old woman.
Yeah, and apparently fucking giant. Boom! It's crazy she's, like, hitting on the fucking ghost. We'll start of that, anyway.
I saw a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, of course you did. Well, that was Backlace. Good lord.
<Ew.
laughs> He has problems. They've combined, you know. Gatai. Oh, fucking cops. That one fat guy just like, oh god, I'm dying. And well, spin out, bitch. And just, yep. Yeah, because yeah.
Physics, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Like, oh fuck, guns are hitting me.
It's raining guns.
Yeah. And cars. It's like that Freddie Wong video.
I would love it if it was raining guns.
Cops finally realize that they aren't good at anything else but crashing. So they just decide to use that as their main tactic.
I hope you like physics.
Yeah, because that's how physics work. Who could have seen that coming?
It's alien!
Chuck's pretty useless, but he can drive. And yeah, rockets. It's because it's a fucking truck, dude! He can fire really fast with those pistols.
And with lots of ammo.
Yeah.
Every time it switches angles, she's using a different gun.
Yeah. She brought a bunch of them. And they just have to be going up a turn thing.
And she has the ability to jump cut between guns.
Yeah. It got all up on my nails. I just got them dead. What did they bleep there?
I don't know.
Yeah, the censoring of this show is really weird. Ow! Fucking sword, bitch! You get it? It's because of the penis. Mm.
And I'll drop transportation truck on my head. There we go. That's what I'll do every time.
and nothing, and now the episode's over, and everything turned out okay. Oh, wait. From the look of the exit, I think I went 12 times, so... Your move, train. Yep. The ideology behind every good TV broadcaster. It's like, fuck, I don't care, we're live.
Well, there is a delay time between when it's, filmed and when it's actually put on air.
Yeah, well, they want to get views, so...
Yeah. So, you know, Angel Vagina. Oh, Christ. And boom! Oh, God, babies!
Tickle him.
Oh, Chuck. Because physics. Now's I got my gun. And that time I'm pretty sure they bleeped out Kame.
Yeah. So it'd say that.
A couple times they bleeped out penis. And boom! Thank you. He went so fast he came and exploded. Because fetishes and stuff. Wow! Was that one scene from that one action movie that Michael Bay made? That guy just freaking out. It's like, oh, this is so good!
If Michael Bay had his way, that train would have its own movie.
If Michael Bay had his way, that train would be exploding while it flipped. And is Chuck still in the train wreckage? They bring a severe lack in sweets and a severe update, I guess, in male tiredness. And journalism award! Fuck yeah! That guy should be awarded. He is dedicated to his job. And, yeah, credit sequence that I've never actually watched before. But, hey, it's got Chuck humping and beat.
I believe the word you were looking for was thrusting.
Thrusting? I don't care. Do you want to keep watching this, or cut it here?
I guess we'll cut it here.
Why are they shaking? They kill ghosts all the time.
I think they're supposed to be dancing. Maybe.
And now, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Buzzsaw's coming. Actually, let's watch this. This is pretty random.
I just turned it off. Damn it.
Well, the saw got really close to their heads, then it just changed scene.
Yeah, you know. And... the entire time, their heads just bouncing back and forth. But yes, that was Panty the Sock with Garter Belt. Sorry if it wasn't the greatest commentary in the world. There's only so much you can say on that.
I think that may have been the story of how they died and went to heaven the first time. As a matter of fact, now that I really think about it.
Yeah, but... what about... we'll get into it in the show, but... there's some inconsistencies there, then.
I honestly don't. I'm not going to make a big deal of it.
Okay, so, yeah, that was that. So, Pudge, you're for next, what's your series?
Oh, I was thinking, which is rare, I know.
I know, it's a miracle. The treatments are working.
I'm kind of stuck in between two. I was either thinking we would watch Fuliculi, which I know Bovey hasn't seen. At least I'm pretty sure he hasn't.
Or not.
Or Katanagatari, which is, I don't think either of you have seen.
No, but you did mention it in one of your Aimless Wandering articles available every Wednesday.
Yeah, it's by the same guy who did Bakemonogatari, so.
Yes. As you can tell by the title.
Completely unrelated story-wise, but.
Oh, yeah. But there's a theme, and he's sticking to it.
Yeah, it's a good show, but. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
4.
All right, Fuliculi it is.
Outstanding. Okay, so next week we're going to be watching, so next episode of this, we're going to be watching Fuliculi. So, stay tuned for that, I guess. But, and until then, I'm dead.
I'm Bovey-wan.
And I'm Pudgetron.
We'll see you guys next time.